Is J.J. Watt any different? Some people say he's gotten better since week one.
He's been a good player. I mean, you're talking about the former defensive player of the year. Really, really good player. Every game he plays in, makes plays, finds ways to make plays. He's disruptive. And they are as a whole. I mean, they're good. They're playing really good up front, not just him. They're physical. They're good on the back end. They're experienced. So definitely a big challenge for us.
DJ, Alex, you guys have been a pretty good road team this year, and you really have been since Andy's been here. Something he does, something you guys do that maybe you didn't do with the 49ers, that or something that they did that you guys don't do that helps you?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. There's so many things that go into things like that, and certainly the setup we have, I think, for us is just, realizing the challenge and embracing it. Yeah, we're on the road, and that's it, and just got to find a way.
We talked a little bit about this after the game, but how does the playoff game a couple of years ago, does that serve as motivation or help you guys in any other way in getting ready this week, at least the guys who are still here?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody realizes this is a completely different team. It's a new challenge, new year. I don't think anybody's thinking about that. I think we realize what we're capable of when we play our style of football, and it's a matter of if – going out there, and everybody's a good team at this point. Everybody's good. The margin of error is that much smaller now. It's going down there, and it's, like I said, over the course of four quarters, doing whatever it takes, all three phases, finding a way.
Alex, has the latter part of the season seemed like a playoff atmosphere for you guys?
Yeah, very much. I think just the way the season started, digging the hole we did, a little bit feel like we've been playing like that week to week, living week to week for a while now.
How about your numbers in postseason games? Pretty good. Any easy explanation for that?
Every one of these games is a different challenge. And you're just trying to go out there and play well, play to the best of your abilities. Those games won't have anything to do with this one, and this is a new challenge. And for us to try to go out and execute.
Alex, of course, the goal here is to win in advance in these playoffs.
Yeah.
It can be isolated that way, but it has been 22 years since this franchise had postseason success. How do you guys – do you understand what that means to this fan base and all of that?
Yeah, I didn't know it until you said that right now. I don't think this team's carrying that weight, to be honest. This is those were the other 22 years and 22 teams. This is us. And we're just trying to go out and win a ball game. I don't think we need to add any more weight to it. It's already big enough. I think everybody understands that.
I was going to ask you how long it had been. Do you know who the quarterback was?
No idea. It was a joke.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Put your name next to his.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad.
Did you know there were three Hall of Famers on that Chiefs team?
I did not. No.
Joe, Derek Thomas, Marcus Allen, and they all won in Houston.
All right.
And not only that, the Royals started their playoff run in Houston. That seems to be a magical place for Kansas City.
Hey, could be. Hopefully so. Like I said, for us, it's on a short week. We're trying to get ready to go. All that other stuff, we'll see.
But I remember in training camp, you all said there was something special about this team. There's a certain buzz that everybody got started in training camp. And then when you guys went 1-5, we're thinking, gee, what kind of buzz was that? And then you turned it around, and now you've won all these games, and here you are. Do you still have that feeling you guys had at camp, what a very special team and how exciting this week is?
I would say it's more different. It's come a long way since then, been through a lot, different team at this point. But I think if anything, I think this team, like I said, is very, very confident, in our capabilities. If we play the way we know we can play, We can play with anybody, beat anybody, and I think that's what we believe in. But you got to go do it, I think everybody believes that, and rightfully so at this point. Everybody's good. Everybody got here for a reason, And like I said, the margin of error is small, and you got to go out and make plays. You got to go do it.
A couple more guys.
There have been a lot of coaches who have tried various motivational tactics as a team who's in the playoffs. Is it a situation where you guys all realize where you're going?
Yeah.
But do you approach the week of preparation like it's week 17?
Yeah.
Or do you approach it like it's something special?
No, I think it's just the way we do things around here. Yeah, no, I don't think anything changes. Today's a Wednesday. That makes sense. You know, that's just the way it is. Yeah, and I think that's a good thing. This isn't different. We don't need to, it's a football game. I think everybody understands it's a big football game, but nonetheless, a football game, and it's going to come down to blocking and tackling and throwing and catching and running. You know, I mean, it's going to come down to the little things and fundamentals. So, yeah, with that, I mean, I think that's the way this has been set up. I think that's the way we do things, the way we've been preparing all year long.
Yeah.